word this morning. We ask that your word would come into our hearts. And help us in our thinking to see and understand the truth today. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So we are going through the series on Romans. And we're going to enter a new section today. It's beginning, this new section begins in chapter 5. We've had two sections so far that are quite significant. Paul began with showing us our need for righteousness. And that was chapter 1 through to chapter
3.
And we see Paul explaining just how wicked humanity is. And his conclusion is that there's no one righteous. Whether you're the moral man or the immoral man, there's still some sinfulness in your heart. And you need a righteousness that is bigger than what you have on the inside of your life. Then Paul told us that this righteousness comes through Jesus Christ. From Romans chapter 3 verse 21, it's easy, 3, 2, 1. You know, 3, 2, 1, go. That's how you remember it. You go to that verse, and that's where Paul tells you now a righteousness is revealed from heaven. This righteousness of God is made available to us in Christ Jesus. And then he takes chapter 4 to explain how you can receive that righteousness by faith. And he uses the example of Abraham and David. And he says they weren't really good people, but they believed in God and received righteousness by faith because of God's grace. And so we get to the end of chapter 4, and we understand now that you can receive righteousness from Christ. By believing in Him and what He did for us at the cross. He lived a perfect life and He died in our place. He paid for our sins with His own blood. The wages for our sin should be death. But He paid that debt on our behalf. So we can be forgiven. But the deal just keeps getting better and better from there. Because when He took His sins upon us, He took our sins upon Him. He put His righteousness upon us. And
And now we're going to find out some of the benefits. In chapter 5, Paul starts to deal with the blessings that accompany justification. When you are made right with God, there is a heap of good stuff that follows. Justification means you've been set in right standing with God. And then you get benefits from there. So let's read Romans chapter 5 from verse 1 to 11.
Tizany any nef fa mrearea koa isika na dia amin'ny fahoriana azy satria fantatsika fa ny fahoriana dia mahatonga faharetana ny faharetana dia mahatonga fahatsaram-panavo zahatoetra ny fahatsaram-panavo zahatoetra dia mahatonga fanantenana ary ny fanantenana dia tsy mba mahamenatra satria ny fitiavan'Andriamanitra dia nampidinina ho amin'ny ho apotsika tamin'ny alalan'ny fanahy masina izay nomenatsika Fafony mbola tsy nanan-kery isika dia maty Kristy tamin'ny fotoanandro hamonjy ny ratsy fanahy. Fa zara raha misy olona manaiky ho faty hamonjy ny marina, nefa angamba isy ihany ny sasany say maty aza hamonjy ny manao soa. Nefa Andriamanitra mampiseho ny fitiavany antsika satria fony mbola mpanoty isika dia maty hamonjy antsika Kristy. Koa maty. Manoatra noho izany no amonjena antsika ho afaka amin'ny fahatezerana rehefa no amarinina tamin'ny rany isika ankehitriny raha fony mbola fahavalo azy isika no nampiavanina tamin'Andriamanitra tamina fahatesan'ny zanany maikany amonjena antsika amin'ny fahavelomany rehefa nampiavanina ary tsy izany ihany koa fa mirehareha ao amin'Andriamanitra isika amin'ny alalan'i Kristy Jesosy tompontsika izay nahazahoantsika ny fiavanana ankehitriny.
This passage has got such carefully chosen words.
Ty andalan-tsoratra masiny ity dia ohatrany hoe manana teny voafantina tampitandremana mihitsy.
Paul watches carefully over what tense he writes in.
Then tena mitandremana Paul mihitsy hoe ohatrany ahoana mivadrafitra ve sa mitsodrafitra ny anoratany an'ilay ilay taratasy.
He's careful to be specific about whether something is in the future or in the past.
Ary tena tandrina be mihitsy izy any amin'ny hoe any amin'ny lasa ve sa any amin'ny ny ho avy ny anoratany an'ilay izy.
Or if it's in the present.
Na amin'ny ankehitriny.
And he lists 6 things.
Ary nanao listra na zavatra anankienina izy.
That are benefits or blessings that accompany justification.
Izay ohatrany hoe fitahiana miaraka amin'ny fanamarinana.
In Romans 5 verse 1.
Ao amin'ny Romana 5:1.
We have peace with God.
De hoe manana fiavanana amin'Andriamanitra
isika. That's the first blessing that you get.
Zay any fitahiana voalohany indrindra azonao.
Now let me explain what this is.
Alonga mana zavako aminao bebe kokoa ina ka tena dikan'izay.
We were enemies with God.
Tsika dia fahavalon'Andriamanitra.
We didn't necessarily even know that.
Mety tsy fantatritsika akory ny ara le izy a.
But because God's wrath is against sin,
fa satria ny fahatezeran'Andriamanitra dia manohitra ny fahotana.
While we were living in sin, while we were sinners with no righteousness of our own,
tamintsika le mpanota izay tsy nanana ny fahamarinantsika,
God's wrath was against us.
Dia ny fahatezeran'Andriamanitra dia teo amintsika.
If this was a war,
raha ohatra ka ady le izy a,
God was on the other side fighting against us. And when Jesus comes back, he comes back to strike down the nations who have not bowed the knee to him. The imagery you get in the book of Revelation is warfare. When Jesus comes, he comes to crush his enemies. We were his enemies as long as we were in the camp of sin. So our sins had separated us from God. And we should have been afraid of God. And like Adam, after Adam sinned, he hid away. And when God came looking for him and said, "Where are you, Adam?" God finds Adam. And God says, "What's going on?" Adam said, "I was hiding from you because I was ashamed." He's afraid, he's ashamed. He's hiding from God. That's a sign that you don't have peace with God. But Paul says, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This isn't the peace of God. The peace of God you feel sometimes. Oh, I feel such tranquility in my soul. I feel so close to God. Well, then I have a fight with my spouse. I grieve the Holy Spirit. I don't feel any peace. I'm not talking about that kind of peace. The peace of God is a feeling. And feelings come and feelings go. Paul's not talking about the peace of God. He's talking about peace with God. I used to be his enemy, but now we are friends. Sometimes you disappoint a friend. Sometimes you don't feel that in touch with a friend. But a friend is not an enemy. A friend is a friend. We have a new position in relationship to God. Peace with God. God is for us, he is not against us. Secondly, we have access to a kingdom of grace. In verse 2, it says, through Jesus we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Michael Eaton put it this way. He said, justification is a doorway giving us immediate access into a realm of grace. The cool part about this is that's our new address. We now live in grace. It says it's in this grace in which we now stand. Now, presently,
once
I'm justified, I enter into a new place. I enter into a place of grace. I stand in God's favor. God does good things for me that I don't deserve. That's grace. Where do I live? In a kingdom of grace where God does good things to me that I don't deserve. I don't have to do anything. I live there. I have a new place. I stand there in the grace of God. This leads me into a kind of life where I want my life to be grace to others. I experience the grace of God. I stand in His grace. I live in a kingdom of grace. I want grace to start operating in and through my life. I treat others with grace. Because in this new kingdom, I don't have to fight with everyone to survive. I'm living sheltered under the love of God. So we have this, we've gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Thirdly, we have a joyful expectation of glory. There's a certainty to this hope. Because Paul says, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We're talking about something that we're looking forward to. But it's a certainty. Because of the rejoicing. We see Paul means this is guaranteed. What do I mean? Well, you don't celebrate winning the lottery until you've won the lottery. Have you ever seen someone celebrating throwing a party and saying, I'm going to win the lottery? That would be insane. You go buy a ticket. They haven't even done the draw yet. They haven't even chosen the winner. You won't celebrate. But if they announce you won, then you'll celebrate even before you go fetch the money. Paul says, we now rejoice in the future expectation of the glory of God. To put it another way, when you're justified, when you've received Jesus' righteousness, you know where you're going. My end is glory. I've been down some roads here in Madagascar and I don't know where the end of the road is. I'm wondering how bad it's going to get before the end. But the road I'm on The end is glory. So the party starts now. I celebrate Jesus, I celebrate everything I have. Because I know for certain that glory awaits. And this leads to the fourth point. We have a new perspective when it comes to trouble and problems in life.
Manana fomba fijery vaovao tsika manoloana ny problema sy ny olana.
Paul goes on and he speaks about suffering.
Polian tuiton resaka momba ny resaka otrinoe miatrika ady a.
Because he's dealing with between here where we're justified and there where we're glorified.
Satin resana eto dia manomboka eo amin'ny hoe isika no amarinina ka hatrany amin'ny isika izay omembonahitra.
Our justification makes our glorification certain.
Lay fanamarinana antsika dia manome antoka ny lay vonina fanomezam-boninahitra antsika.
So how then do we understand problems?
Dia ahoana ke ny fa no atakarantsika ny resaka olana eto ambonin'ny tany.
God is my friend. So the problems that come in my life have passed through the hands of a God who allows them. And he's not out to get me or make me hurt. I have peace with God. So when I have this problem in my life, I understand the sovereign God has purposed something good for me. It means that my suffering can actually produce something good. And that's what Paul says. We know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character hope, and hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us.
Hoe ny faharetana dia mahatonga fahatsaram-panavy ho zato toetra. Ny fahatsaram-panavy ho zato toetra dia mahatonga fanantenana. Ary ny fanantenana dia tsy mba mahamenatra satria ny fitiavan'Andriamanitra dia nampidinina ho ampontsika tamin'ny alalan'ny fanamasina izay nomenantsika.
So trouble constructs something positive now.
Kany ady any ady lalovantsika dia manangana zavatra miabo na zavatra tsara ho anatintsika.
It's not only negative. And it's not a sign that God is against us. You can't say, I lost my job, God hates me. My boyfriend cheated on me, God hates me. Hardship, trouble, suffering, it can actually be God fighting for you. Because there's something that's got a grip in your life and he wants something even better to have a grip in your life. Sometimes God hurts us in order to heal us, to set us free from the things of this world. He's fighting for us to discover more of him. And more of the kingdom of grace. Fifthly, God's love is poured out into our hearts. It's poured out in our hearts, which is supernatural. It's not that we're learning to love God, but his love is poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. There's a supernatural thing happening.
Supernatural
If you are born again by the Spirit of God, because you believed in Jesus, you are a new creature. God does miracles inside of you. You have peace with God. But you begin to experience the love of God by the Holy Spirit. And Paul then goes into a logical argument he wants to explain why we should never doubt this love. In verse 6, 7, and 8, he basically said God demonstrated his love for us that while we were still sinners he died for us. The logic works like this. If Jesus laid his life down for you when you were his enemy, if Jesus loved you enough to pay for your sins, Jesus paid for your sins when you weren't even a good person, how much more will he now do? Now that you're his friend. Now that he's given you righteousness. Now that you have peace with God. Can you not see that if God took care of the huge problem, you were his enemy. And there he loved you and died for you. There he took care of the problem of sin. You've become his friend. So now you mess up once or twice. That's the little thing. He already took care of the whole problem that you were at war with him. Now you're trying to please him. And you fail. He will never abandon you. He is sure to get you to glory. It provides such great assurance. Read verse 9 and 10.
Vakitsika ny andinin'ny 5 sy ny 5. Koa manoatra no izany amin'izeny antsika ho afaka amin'ny fahatezerana, ho afaka amin'ny fahatezerana rehefa no hamarinina tamin'ny rano isika ankehitriny. Raha fony mbola fahavalo aza isika no nampiavanana tamin'Andriamanitra tamin'ny fahafatesany zanany.
The sixth and last point I want to make. Is we rejoice because we are reconciled. Look at verse 11.
Artsy izany ihany koa fa mirehareha ao amin'Andriamanitra isika amin'ny alalan'i Jesosy Kristy tompontsika izay nahazoantsika ny fiavanana ankehitriny.
We have already received reconciliation.
Efa nandray fampiavanana sahady isika.
The grammar tells us this is something we have. It's not something we will have, it's something we have already obtained.
Ny grammaire ao anatin'ilay izy a de manambara hoe zavatra efa azo le izy zavatra efa nitranga fa tsy hoe zavatra aminy ho avy.
Joy is a hallmark of justification.
Ny fifaliana de anisan'ny singa ahafantarana ny fanamarinana.
If your experience of church is all duty and rules and regulations, if the people behave like they were baptized in lemon juice, they look all sour. Maybe they don't know the grace of God. Maybe they don't know they should be rejoicing because they're reconciled. If you've been reconciled to God, it's a done deal and you rejoice. The orphan has come home. God is no longer our enemy but our friend. You know what? I rejoice in my reconciliation with God. Because I can say, I'm with God. Him and me, are we like this? Together. On the same team. What can man do to me? Who do I have to fear? Wouldn't you be full of joy if you were going into the exam and you knew all the questions and all the answers? Wouldn't you be full of joy if you were going onto the soccer field to play the match? And on the other side, the guys all only have one leg. And on your team, you've got Maradona. You know you're going to win. When I'm with God, I know I'm going to win. I'm reconciled to Him. We're put back together. We're back on the same team. I'm on Team God. I don't know how I got there except Jesus' mercy.
Not
my skills. His. But we're gonna win the game. We rejoice. We rejoice. And that's joy is this huge part of being a Christian. It's a huge evidence that you know the gospel. So maybe you haven't felt at peace with God. Maybe you don't really know that joy I'm talking about. Jesus is the solution. He is the solution to your problem. You turn to God, and you'll find that He has made provision for you. In Jesus. When Jesus died, He shed His blood for you. You were included in His plan. He thought of you and everyone else, and He said, I will make a payment sufficient for the sins of the world. Ask God for mercy on the basis of Jesus, and you will receive mercy. And with that, you will get peace and love and joy. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for the truth that Paul declares in Romans. That with justification comes blessing upon blessing. You are very good. God, you are very good. We thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the atonement. Thank you for salvation. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you pour your love out in our hearts. And give us joy. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.